This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden acknowledges Americans are feeling the effects of a rough 2 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
From the virus pandemic to economic volatility and high gas prices, the president says everything Americans count on has been upset. During a 30-minute Oval Office interview, he told the AP he's optimistic. Despite warnings from some economists, the U.S. could be headed for a recession. He says that's not inevitable. And he's dismissing Republican claims that last year's COVID aid plan was fully to blame for four-decade high inflation, calling the argument bizarre. Sagar Magani at the White House.
French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi and Prime Minister, make that President, Klaus Iohannis of Romania visited Kyiv on Thursday in a show of support for Ukraine amid its battle to fend off Russia's invasion. The European Union, European Commission, is considering whether to recommend Ukraine to be granted candidate status for the European Union membership after the talks between the four, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the four signaled that Ukraine would be offered a candidate status in the economic bloc. The focus of the fighting still remains in the eastern city of Severodonetsk, where Ukrainian forces say their troops are still holding out. Ukraine is also claiming some progress in taking back territory in the south. President Zelensky said winning the war depends on the West continuing to arm Ukraine. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.